this year is being given with the focus upon the Haftarah of Parashat Shoftim, but it also has relevance, as will be seen, to many parshiot in Sefer Devarim, to other elements in Chumash, and especially to the three-week period and to the notion of Avelus and the comfort in response to Avelus according to Jewish tradition. The Haftarah begins, Anochi, Anochi, Hu Menachem Chem. I will be the one who comforts them, who comforts the Jewish people, God says. The Avud Ram points out that the Zayin de Nechemta, the seven Shabbatot of comfort that we have after Tisha B'Av, follow a certain progression. The first Shabbos, so God says to the Nevi'im, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Be comforted, my nation. Yeshayahu is supposed to bring that message to Klal Yisrael. But Klal Yisrael does not want to be comforted by Nevi'im. Vatomer Tzion Azavani Hashem, Vashem Shechechani. And Tzion said, Hashem has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. The Nevi'im then come back and they say the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Aniya Soara Lo Nuchama. She is an afflicted, storm-tossed one who will not be consoled. They do not want to accept our comfort, the comfort of the prophets. They want God Himself to be the comforter. And then the next Haftarah says, the one we're on now, Anochi, Anochi, Hu Menachem Emchem. So, again, then God, in response, says, okay, then I myself will comfort them. The next Haftarah, the fifth one, starts Roni. Roni Akara Lo Yalada. Sing out, O barren one, who has not given birth. And then the sixth Haftarah says, Kumi, Kumi Ori, Kiva Orech, Ukavod Hashem, Alayich Zarach. Arise, shine, for your light has arrived, and the glory of Hashem has shined upon you. And finally, the Jewish people say in the last Haftarah, Sos Asis Bashem, Tagel Nafshi Belokai, I will rejoice intensely with Hashem, and my soul shall exult with my God. The idea here in that God is the one who brings comfort to the Jewish people, Anochi Anochi Hu Menachem Chem, is a similar indication to something we say on a frequent basis, unfortunately, when we comfort those who are in mourning. We say, Hamakom Yenachem Echem, Betoch Shavli Tzion Yishalayim. May the place, understood by most as referring to God, may He comfort you, along with all those who mourn for Zion in Jerusalem. And just like Klal Yisrael in that Haftarah, understood they could only be comforted by God Himself, not by His messengers. So too do we understand, even as we bring comfort to others, that ultimately even our friendship and our love and our caring for those who are in mourning cannot provide the ultimate comfort. Only the Ribono Shelom, Hamakom. Called Hamakom, we know, we are told by Mefarshim, because God is the place of the world. The world is not His place where He resides as it is for us. So only Hamakom, only God can bring true comfort, and this is consistent with our Haftarah. Indeed, Rav Soloveitchik, in expanding with such beautiful Torah upon this notion, in Harei Kedem under Pesach, discussing where it says, Baruch Hamakom, Baruch Hu. Blessed be Hamakom, referring there to God. Blessed be He. The Rav beautifully explains how the notion of Hamakom is an indication of God's presence, of God's ability to be at the place we need Him to be to comfort us, even in situations where He seems not to be there at all, where we may have thought that He would have abandoned us. He says this, I recall, in so many ways. In Kedusha, he says, Yeshayahu says, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Sabakot, Meloch Alaretz Kvodo, Holy, Holy, Holy is the Lord of Hosts, the whole earth is full of His glory. Yeshayahu, who lived at a time when there was a Beis HaMikdash, so he says, Holy, Holy, Holy is the Lord of Hosts. It's everywhere. God's holiness is everywhere. You can just feel it. Where Yechezkel, who says, Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimakomo, blessed be God from His place, this notion of the place. So he indicates that no, it's not Meloch Chol Haaretz Kibodo, it's not everywhere. It's Baruch Kavod Hashem, it's true, God's name is glorious, Mimakomo, but as it is expressed in or from its place. And we have a situation here where Yechezkel lived at the time when the Jews were in chains and going to exile. In a post-Beis HaMikdash Galus historic situation. And yet, even though he was living through terrible times, he still put forth the vision that Hashem is still there, Hashem is still to be glorified, Hashem does not abandon His people. The Rav brings various other examples of the same notion. When Yaakov is escaping Esav, running away from him, his brother's trying to kill him. It looks like he's in trouble. Who knows what's going to happen? Is God with him anymore? Vayifka b'makom. And he comes upon hamakom, referring to not just the place, but to God. This God is interpreted by Chazal to mean that Yaakov Davin Mariv, that he prevailed and came upon Hashem in that situation. God who is still there for him, even though he is being chased by his bloodthirsty brother. And the Rav points out this is the case by Megillas Esther, where we say when the Jewish people are in trouble, Revach v'atzalah tavon makom acher, that salvation would come, despite Haman's decrees against the Jewish people, from another place, makom, referring to the Ribono Shel Olam, who, while it seemed he had abandoned the Jewish people and was in hest upon him, nonetheless was still there in order to bring them salvation. And so too says the Rav with reference to Pesach in the Haggadah. When do we say Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenatan Torah? When do we say this statement, Blessed be God, Blessed be He who has given Torah to the Jewish people? We say it right after a discussion of the Arba Banim, of the four sons, the four different type of children, the four different types of individuals in Klal Yisrael. Included amongst those is the Rasha, the wicked son. But we're being told after this is stated that even when you have an individual who is wicked in Klal Yisrael, we still have Baruch HaMakom. God does not abandon even that person. God still relates to that person. That Torah, which God gave to the Jewish people, is still capable of relating and uplifting and transforming even the Rasha, even that individual, even though it seems like it could never happen. Such beautiful Torah from the Rav. How could anyone make it more beautiful than he has? And yet, we know that Chazal say that we are given our own space for us to try to bring our own ideas to light. And so I would like to suggest more of a pshat explanation to the notion of Hamakom Yenachem Etchem B'toch Shav Leitzion Rishalayim. May God comfort you, as we usually translate it, with all those who mourn for Zion and Jerusalem. I would like to look at it in a different way. And I would like to do so by going through the various texts, from what I know, that utilize the word Hamakom, starting with the Akedah, Breshit, Kav Bet Gimel. We are told about Abraham, Vayelech El Hamakom, Asher Amar Lo Halokim. Abraham went to the place which God had told him about. Again in the Akedah, this is in Kafbet Dalid, Bayar et hamakom merachok. He saw the place from afar. The Akedah again, Kafbet Tet, Bayavou el hamakom. And they came to the place. In the Akedah, Kafbet Yodalid, Vayikra Avraham Shem Hamakom Hahu Hashem Yireh. And Avram called the name of that place Hashem Yireh. What is the meaning of Hamakom there? Does Hamakom there mean, as it does, as it's interpreted by most, and according to Rav Soloveitchik's Pshat as well, Hamakom Yenachem Etchem, may God comfort you with all those who mourn for Zion in Jerusalem? No. Here Hamakom, said numerous times, refers to a specific place. What place is that? We know that place is Hara Moriah, where Akedat Yitzchak took place, and where the Beit HaMikdash would be built. Hamakom refers, we know according to our tradition, to the place of the Beit HaMikdash. In the Chalom Yaakov, the dream of Jacob, which we said the Rav referred to previously. So there it says, as we said, Vayifka Bamakom. And he came upon the place. What is this place? And then again it says, Hamakom. And then Vayishka Bamakom. Three times in Pasuk Kaf Chet Yud Aleph, it uses the word Bamakom. It does not mean God there. Vayishka b'makom does not mean God. It doesn't mean Vayishka b'makom that he lied down in God. It means he lay down in that place. In that place. And after he has his dream, as we're told in Kafchet, Yud Zayin to Yud Tet, Yaakov said, Achen yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. Then indeed, God is in this place, Bamakom Hazeh. Obviously, Hashem is Bamakom. It doesn't mean the word Makom cannot be Hashem. Hashem is in that place. It means a place. And then he says, Manora Hamakom Hazeh. He doesn't mean God. It means how awesome is this place. Vayikra Shem Hamakom Ahu Beit Kel. And so then Yaakov calls this place the house of God. The word Amakom does not mean God here. It means the place. In Parshat Re'eh, we are told that God will make His presence to be felt where? In Hamakom Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha. In the place where the Lord your God will choose. This is said in Parshat Re'eh, as I said, Yud Bet Hey, Yud Bet Yud Dalid. It's also said in Yud Bet Yud Chet, Yud Bet Kaf Aleph, Yud Bet Kaf Vav. It's also said in Yud Dalid Kaf Hey. It's also said in Tet Zayin, Psukim Vav Zayin Yud Aleph, Tet Vav and Tet Zayin. All of these sources in Devarim indicate that Hamakom refers to the place where God will make His presence to be known. And what place is that that God will choose? Obviously, it is the Makom Beis HaMikdash, as was referred to in the Akedah and to the dream of Yaakov Avinu. In Parshat Shoftim, as we are now discussing Naftarov Shoftim, Shoftim. As we are now discussing the Aftarov Shoftim as we introduced our Shir. There we are told, Vikamta Valita El Hamakom Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha Bo. You shall arise and go to the place which the Lord your God has chosen. This is said in Devarim Yud Zayin, Psukim Chet, Pasuk Yud. Also, in Perek Yud Chet, Pasuk Vav. Once again, Hamakom certainly means the place. With reference to the Bikurim, in Parshat Ki Tavo, Devarim, Kav Vav Bet, we are told, V'halachta el Hamakom, Asher Yivchar Hashem Alekechem L'Shaken Shem Hashem, again, a reference to the place where the Beis HaMikdash will be built. So too, in Parshat Vayelech, Devarim Lamed Aleph, Yud Aleph, again, we are told the notion by Hakel that the Torah will be read, B'makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, again, in that particular place. Another source in terms of where the word Hamakom is utilized. A source that already, while it's in Bereshit, I have brought it here after the other sources, as you will see, because the previous Mekorot were necessary in order to properly present this one. In Parshat Vayera, in the scenario where Sarah tells Abraham to chase out Hagar and Ishmael, we are told after they go out into the desert, Dama Elokim El Kol HaNa'ar, this is Perek Kaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin, God listened to the voice of the Na'ar, of the boy of Ishmael, Ba'asher Husham. Ba'asher Husham, strange language, in that he was there. What does it mean, Ba'asher Husham? So Rashi says that this has reference to the fact that even though the Malachim said to the Ribbono Shalom at the time, how can you save Yishmael? Don't you know he's going to kill the Jewish people? He's going to fight against the Jewish people? Let him die! Let him die! And God asked the Malachim, is he guilty now, this little Yishmael, or is he innocent? And the angels say, well, now, right now he's innocent. God says, good. Well, I judge a person by Asher Husham, as he is right now. And if he's innocent now, I'm going to help him now, despite the fact that later in the future, he may afflict the Jewish people. Look at my shiur on Akedat Yishmael for a fleshing out of this medrash and the difficulties that arise from it. But for now, that's what Rashi says it means. However, if one looks at the, I believe, Tosefet Bracha from the author of the Torah Tamima, he says, interestingly, Ba'asher Husham, in a more simple way, means as follows. Ba'asher means Ba'makom Asher. He brings other rayas in Tanakh, where it says Ba'makom Asher as an understanding of what the word Ba'asher means. Ba'asher means Ba'makom Asher, in the place where he is. Ba'makom Asher. And he says it just means that God listened to him, Ba'makom Asher, in the place where he was, right there. God listened to him. I would like to now expand upon this notion. The Tosefet Bracha does not say it, but it is so clear to me. And again, I said it in the Shir for Akedat Yishmael as well. That here, Ba'makom Asher, Ba'asher means Ba'makom Asher. Let's say that several times. Ba'makom Asher, Ba'makom Asher, Ba'makom Asher. If you've been following the Shir, and anyone who has any notion of the concepts in Chumash, especially Chumash Devarim, as we just saw, we read again and again and again that it says God will make His presence known where? Ba'makom Asher, Ba'makom Asher, Ba'makom Asher, Yivchar Hashem Elokecha L'Shaken Shemo Sham. Where it says B'makom Asher, here Ba'asher, says the Tosefet Bracha in short. B'makom Asher always refers, we have been pointing out, to what? To the Makom Beis HaMikdash, to the place of the temple. Could it be, I wondered, if this case where Hagar and Ishmael were sent into the wilderness, that in fact the place was the Beis HaMikdash? That Akedat Yishmael, as I am calling it, and Akedat Yitzchak in the future would actually take place in the same exact Makom HaKadosh, in the place of the Beis HaMikdash? Indeed, one can argue that it's the case. I saw a medrash that the reason that God heard Yishmael's prayer here is because he prayed in this special place. And ki beiti beit tefilah yikarei lechol ha'amim. God says that the place where he would establish the mikdash would be a place of prayer, and where prayer would be heard from all nations. So that Yishmael, even at this time, since he was there, b'makom asher husham, because he was in that specific geographical place of the Beis HaMikdash, that's why he would be heard. And in fact, there are other ayahs from Midrashim. That's why it says, when Hagar, it says, threw down Yishmael. Where did she throw him down? It says that she threw him down tachat achat hasichim, under one of the trees, one of the thorn bushes. The Medrash says, what do you mean, what does this mean, sichim? What does that word come from? It comes from the word sicha, from the word sicha. What does the word sicha come from? Having a discussion. We know that Yitzchak went lasuach basadeh, to speak in the field. Who was he speaking to? He was davening mincha, Chazal say. Lashon sicha, lasuach, means the notion of prayer. And it says that where Yishmael, the Medrash does, was thrown down, tachat achat hasichim, under one of the trees, it's called that because of the word sicha, because that place where he was thrown down would ultimately be the place where people would converse with Ribono Shalom through sicha, through tefillah. Again, an indication of the notion of hamakom, b'makom asher, as an indication of the makom hamikdash. The Rambam, incidentally, discusses why God does not reveal that place. He says there are three reasons. He says this in the Mor Nevuchim, that the Ribono Shalom did not reveal where that place exactly was. He says, amazingly, that one reason was because other nations would try to blow it up, or he says other nations would try to capture it, or, and he says, v'zeh ha'ikar, and this is the main reason, is that the Jews themselves would engage in war over that place if God revealed it before its time. I have suggested my own reason that maybe this is the case, that God does not reveal the name of the holy place of the Beis HaMikdash, because we know that in general, the holiest things in our tradition are those that are hidden. God himself, Hakel HaKadosh, the holiest entity we know, obviously is hidden. The Sefer Torah, when it's not being used, is hidden. Intimacy between a husband and wife is to be done, according to halacha, in a hidden, if you will, atmosphere, in the dark. It's also called kiddushin, holiness. And as well, the elements of human sexuality are supposed to be covered. There's supposed to be a notion of sneis. When they are revealed in the proper context and environs, of course they have holiness to them. But otherwise, they too are supposed to be hidden. The holiest things in our tradition are hidden. The Mashiach is hidden. There's those who say, according to various stories in the Gemara, that he walks the earth. People have run into him in the Gemara. People have seen him. But he's hidden. The holiest things are hidden. The Beis HaMikdash was not revealed where it was going to be by name, because the holiest things, the Beis HaMikdash, the holiest structure on earth, is something that was decided should be hidden. And now we can return to the notion of Hamakam Yenachem Etchem Etoch Shav Leitzion Yerushalayim. When it says Hamakom Yenachem Etchem, it means, according to what I'd like to suggest, as we have seen proof from so many sources, it means the place. It does not necessarily mean God, Hamakom Yenachem Etchem. It means, may the place comfort you, with an implication that it means God. What do I mean? Because, as we've seen, the word Hamakom means the place of the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. We've seen over and over again from Sefer Bereishit through Sefer Devarim that Hamakom refers to this place, this specific place. And therefore, when it says, for example, Kedusha, Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimekomo, blessed be the glory of God from His place means from the Beis Hamikdash. Even though Yechezkel was speaking at the time when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, still we know that the halacha is that the Shekhinah never left from the Beis Hamikdash, from the Marav of the Beis Hamikdash, the western side of the Mikdash, and thereby, even in such terrible times, going through terrible things, the message is, Baruch HaVod Hashem Mimakomo, still from His place, the glory of God is to be felt. And so too, when we say, HaMakom Yenachem Etchem, B'Tov Shar Leitzion Yerushalayim, we don't mean, may God comfort you. We mean, may the thought of the Beis Hamikdash comfort you. May the thought that the Beis Hamikdash, despite the fact that it was destroyed, and yet still we know that God's presence is there. And incidentally, in the ancient world, this was not the case. In the ancient world, it was the belief that the gods actually lived and inhabited their temples. They lived there. The sacrifices was their food. The libations was what they drank. They consumed. They ate. And if you destroyed the temple, as that was their home, you destroyed the God. Not so the Jewish people. You destroyed the temple. You did not destroy our God. And this is being said here by the idea that God continued to exist in His presence from the place of the Beis Hamikdash, even though that was a desolate place now and a place of absolute destruction. And therefore we're telling the mourner, even though you have been destroyed psychologically, mentally, spiritually, you have gone through terrible turmoil due to the loss of your relative, the one you have loved so much, Hamakom Yenachem Etchem, you should know that just like in the case of the Beis Hamikdash, even though it was completely destroyed, God was still there for the Jewish people. God did not abandon this earth. God did not go away from that place. So too, let that place, knowing that God did not leave it, bring you comfort, as He has not left you either in your time of great sorrow and tragedy. And indeed, that's why the end of the statement we make makes so much sense. Usually, if it means God, Hamakom Yenachem Etchem B'Tov Shar Leitzion Yerushalayim, may God comfort you with all those who mourn for Zion in Jerusalem. What does Zion in Jerusalem have to do with it? What does Zion in Jerusalem have to do with the fact that I'm sitting here mourning for my dead relative? Of course, I understand. One would say that we want to include the person. We don't want to isolate him. It's beautiful. We want to make sure that he knows he is not alone, that we are all mourners, and thereby we are his community that he can turn to in his state of avelus. But on a more simple level, I would suggest, it means Hamakom Yenachem Etchem, may the place in the Beis Hamikdash, being that God's presence never left there, even in its place and time of destruction, may it comfort you, B'Tov Shar Leitzion Yerushalayim, with all those who mourn for Zion in Jerusalem and recognize as well that there was a Chorban Beis Hamikdash, and nonetheless, God's presence was still not destroyed, even as the physical confines of the Beis Hamikdash were destroyed. That is what is being told. That is what is being said. Hamakom refers to the place of the Beis HaMikdash. And when we say that to a person in mourning, that's exactly what we mean. Not the Ribono Shalom. Not directly the Ribono Shalom anyway. But the place of the Mikdash. And may that place of holiness and God's presence, which is, we said, still there, but yet certainly not in the intense way that it once was. May that Makom be built quickly. Ayidei Biat Mashiach Sikenu, Bimheira, Biyameinu.